Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Bishop back on the show. Chris, folks, if you look up the word accomplishment, amazing global world-class accomplishment, you see Chris's picture there. He's a rock star. I mean, a literal rock star, rock and roll star. He's a jingle writer extraordinaire. You can't hardly find a jingle he has some impact on. He's worked for corporate America. I think he escaped from that after 15 years, like I did after 23 years. And now he's just spreading his wisdom across the marketplace. And we are so fortunate to have him hang out with us from time to time. He's our good friend, Chris Bishop. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. You're very kind.
He's a writer, a speaker, a futurist. I mean, folks, you want to know, you just want to keep up with him. You want to know what he's got going on. And Chris, we're glad we know who you are.
Well, thanks, Jim. Delighted to be here. Always enjoy talking with you.
Well, let's have some fun, and let's do it talking about this segment. Let's talk about the gig economy. I've been doing that. Actually, I've done one other segment, at least one other visit this week on the gig economy. And
really?
And you know, and a lot of times we think about the gig economy, and we think about it in a positive way, right? We think of it as kind of cool and hip and kind of the new thing and gives you more flexibility and all that sort of thing. But if you don't do it right, you're basically just unemployed, waiting for somebody to hire you.
you're scrambling for sure.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think so a couple of things. I mean, there's a great book. I don't know if your readers are aware. There's a professor at MIT, Tom Malone, and he wrote a great book called The Future of Work. It's probably like 10 years old now. But his prediction is that, like, within the next decade, large corporations, and again, as you mentioned, Jim, I worked at IBM for 15 years in the belly of the beast.
Yeah, I was there. I was corporate America for 23.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have a sense of, I have the scars to prove it or whatever.
Me too.
But Tom Malone's perspective is that, you know, companies, that this is part of a bigger trend. Like, we're talking about the gig economy and contingent workers now, but his contention is that we're kind of, the way it's trending is large corporations in the next decade or so will be winnowed down to really a core set of, SMEs or experts, right? People with skills in niche kinds of disciplines.
Did you hear what Barrett said about GM? It's either GM or Ford.
No.
One of those two, I've forgotten. They were both in the news this week. Either Ford, it may have been Ford who said this. They're going to eventually get down to where they're all white collar.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah. I mean, that's
what you just said.
What Tom Malone is saying is that there'll be, you know, a handful of these sort of discipline-specific executives, if you will, and then everything else will be managed across a network the way movies are made. That's his analogy, right?
See, I had a chapter about that.
Different skills.
I had a chapter about that in my third book on outsourcing.
Yeah.
See, I marked the rise of small business sector in America from backwater mom and pops in the most of the 20th century living over the shop to becoming corporate integrated corporate partners. That all began in around the late 80s, early 90s, when corporate America downsized. So what he was writing about was what they were. He was already seeing that. Happening, and he was writing about how it was going to play out.
We're kind of in the middle of it now. I mean, as you say, there's certainly two perspectives. I mean, doing a lot of different jobs and barely making a living or being unemployed. But again, having been a freelance musician in New York for 16 years, where getting the job is the job, I have some experience in this space. And certainly it's, you know, a different kind of creativity that's required, a different kind of energy than just going to work every day. And I've done both.
But it's tough to do that and form an early nuclear family, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it depends on the level of success you achieved. Mm-hmm. You know, that we could get into a philosophical, you know, if you do what you love, you don't work a day in your life kind of thing. And the only thing
but is with the economy,
bills. You got to do three things you love in order to pay mm-hmm. the bills, kind of thing. Or two, one you love, and two you're kind of moderately interested in, and one you hate.
I'd like to continue this. I know we got some other things to talk about, but I would really like to know your thoughts on this some more, because I think it's important. It's hard to have this kind of a discussion about the gig economy without talking about what it's doing to the middle class in America.
Yeah,
can we continue this after the break? Are you okay with that?
Yes.
That's Chris Bishop, and I will be right back. Folks, you're going to want to know what he has to say. Whatever Chris is thinking, I want to hear about it. So that's coming up right after the break. Chris Bishop, and I will be right back. It's 20 till. Here's a CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.